RNZ Pacific News. Atamarie ko Lydia Lewis, tēnei. Aftershocks have been felt following a 6.7 magnitude earthquake that struck in the Samoa Islands region about 8:30 a.m. on Monday local time. The US Geological Survey reports a fourth aftershock struck about 5:20 a.m. on Tuesday, a 5.6 magnitude shake at a depth of 35 kilometres. RNZ Pacific correspondent in Samoa, Aotangavaya Tipi Aotangavaya, says there was some panic in the community when the first earthquake struck on Monday. He says his neighbour ran over asking him to take his family inland to higher ground. Christina Persico reports.
Aotangavaya says he spoke to a few people following the quake, and workers at the local supermarket said they were waiting for the tsunami and flood warning siren to sound following the shaking. He says there are 7 siren spots in the capital Apia, and people were confused about whether they should wait for them to sound or just move to higher ground. Aotangavaya says yesterday's earthquake was strong and reminded him of the 2009 quake. The 2009 8.3 magnitude quake generated a devastating tsunami that struck the Samoas and Tonga. 186 people died when the tsunami struck.
Day 2 of the Fiji 2022 general election pre-polling kicks off today. Supervisor of Elections Mohamed Sanim says yesterday more than 4,000 Fijians voted across 149 pre-polling venues. Mr. Sanim says people arrived at polling stations ready to vote.
Voters also come very well prepared. Most of them exactly know what to do and how to go about doing this, and gives you a little bit of ease when you are there. And there are some long lines also. So polling has commenced in Fiji, day one today. Excellent turnout actually from voters.
Pre-polling in Fiji wraps up on Friday. The Fiji government has extended the harvesting and trading period for beach demur, a sea cucumber delicacy, following numerous requests from coastal communities. FBC News reports the Minister for Fisheries, Semi Koroiawasau, saying the beach demur population remains healthy. Mr. Koroiawasau says this has been possible through the continued monitoring of the beach demur population health, with timely data reporting from licensed harvesters and traders, proper data recording, analysis, enforcement, and compliance with scientific backing. The harvesting window has been extended to February 2nd next year, while the trade and export period has been extended to April 2nd. A pro-smoke-free spokesperson believes effective anti-smoking messaging has contributed to a decrease in smoking rates among Pasifika students in New Zealand. Sir Colin Tukuitonga, who is a strong advocate for Māori and Pacific health, says the Action Smoke-Free Health Survey found 1.2% of Pacific Year 10 students are smoking daily, a decrease, though, from 5.3%. He says 2.6% of Year 10 students are smoking regularly, a decrease from 5.3%.
But I think generally what has worked has been the Māori smoke-free Aotearoa. They've used the messages to appeal to young people about the fact that smoking is not cool. And they've used prominent sports people to promote that message to really try to get young people to accept a movement away from smoking.
More than 29,000 students in Year 10 aged 14 to 15 years took part in the survey. The body of a missing man has been found in a vacant lot near a store on Saipan in the Northern Mariana Islands. His relatives reported him to be missing 2 weeks ago, and the body was found last Friday in an advanced stage of decomposition. It has been identified by police as the 38-year-old Chakese, the man they have been looking for. Police say he is believed to have been dead for at least 2 weeks prior to the discovery of his body. Online reservations have been opened for French Polynesia's newest domestic airline. Air Moana will start its service on January 15th. Based in Tahiti, Air Moana will launch with flights to Bora Bora, Waiatea, Rangiroa, Nukuhiva and Mo'orea. Eventually, the carrier plans to extend its network to 21 destinations and employ more than 200 people. By the end of 2024, the airline wants to add up to 30% capacity to the local aviation market, which is dominated by Air Tahiti. In a first phase, the airline, which was founded by a former head of Air Tahiti, is leasing 2 ATR aircraft. The archbishops of the Anglican Church in Aotearoa, New Zealand and Polynesia have announced the election of Reverend Sione Uluiakepa as the next bishop of Polynesia. Father Sione, the principal of St. John the Baptist Theological College in Suva, will become one of the three archbishops of the Anglican Church in Aotearoa, New Zealand and Polynesia. It was announced in Anglican churches across Polynesia on Sunday. New Zealand's Prime Minister says an inquiry into the response to COVID-19 has been set up because the pandemic undeniably has had a huge impact on people. A royal commission will start its work in February and is expected to conclude in mid-2024. Jacinda Ardern says decisions were made by the government, often with very limited information.
We want to make sure that regardless, going forward, given we're likely to experience one again in the future, that we don't lose the lessons of that period.
Jacinda Ardern says it will show the government is being open, transparent and accountable. Meanwhile, New Zealand's ACT Party says the Royal Commission into the government's COVID-19 response should have been announced sooner so it could report back before next year's election. ACT leader David Seymour says voters deserve to see at least a draft report before the campaign begins.
They've waited to the 11th hour of the 12th month of the political year in order that it can't possibly be reported even in draft form before the election. That is highly cynical because in a democracy, such an inquiry should inform the voters' verdict on a government.
While David Seymour welcomes the inquiry's announcement, he says the scope is too broad and should have included the impacts on the private sector. In sport, penalties were needed to separate Japan and Croatia in their FIFA World Cup round of 16 match. The score was 1-1 after both regulation time and extra time. The Croatian goalkeeper saved three of Japan's attempts and Croatia won 3-1 on penalties on Sky Sport.
Pašalić only has to score to ensure the job is done. Which he does! A sea of Croatian celebration.
Croatia will play Brazil or the Korea Republic in the quarterfinals. And the Fijian Drua and Moana Pacifica's spots in the Super Rugby Pacific has been secured until 2030. This has been confirmed by New Zealand Rugby and Rugby Australia following a joint venture agreement in Sydney. NZR Chief Executive Mark Robinson and RA Chief Executive Andy Marinos each welcomed the new partnership, which will extend the existing joint venture from 2024 to 2030 as a significant moment for professional club rugby in the Pacific region. Robertson says the agreement represents a unified commitment to the Super Rugby Pacific format. And that's the latest news and sport for RNZ Pacific. You can read more on our website, rnzi.com.